Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous discussion about Avelos and Havdil Mishta V'Simcha and Purim. We saw a perplexing Tesvis on Daf Heyom Beis, where he says in the name of Rashi, who gave Koach to the days of Tainus Esther to be Doicha Avelus? And that the Gemara says that you learn from the Pasuk that it's Aser Behespe. Rashi says, who gave a Tainus? Who gave the days of Megillus Esther the power to be Doicha Avelus? Then he writes, Iisa, to be Hesped Nesar, Mishim Dachsibi Me Mishte V'Simcha. If you say that Hesped is Asr, because it says, Yimei Mishte V'Simcha, V'Chazin Adukwam and Agabo Heter, we see people are not like Heter. Elevai De Lo Havu Eloi Havei Ele Le'inyin She'ein Nofen Al Paneim. That's only regarding Tachnon, De Lo Havei Yom Sar Al Yom Simcha. So he has numerous kashas, and his Tosis is Kula Miksha Achas. So now we're going to go further, and then hopefully get a pshat. Another pshat in the Tosfos, different than what we saw before. The pshat we saw before was that Minas and Koyach Limei Megillas Esther Litchos Avelos. There was Avelos Yom Rishon, which is Doiraisa. How can Purim be Doiche Doiraisa of the first day of Avelos? According to those who hold the first day of Avelos is Doiraisa. And maybe you'll say that it's a Yom Tov Gamor, and then it says, no, it's not, because Iisa de Behesped Nesar. Mishum dechsev yimei mishta v'simcha. So you want to say that just like Yom Tov Sheni de Rabbanin is doicha avelus of Yom Rishon, so to Purim. And that's why it says, and if you're going to say it's Asur v'hesped, because it says yimei mishta v'simcha, and therefore it has a din of Yom Tov Sheni. V'achazina de kul yamana gobo heter, we see everyone's knowing heter, hayu asiyas malacha. And therefore it's not a Yom Tov Gamor. It's only a yantiv with regard to the fact that they know from Alpaneim. Not a yom tzar, it's a yom simcha, but not a yom tov gamor. And that it says in the pasuk yom tov is telling us that it's a yom simcha, but it's not a yom tov, it's not derech avelus. And we discussed that, that was the topic, and now we're going to go further. Again, we're going through a tshuva of Moireinu v'Rabbeinu, the Holy Kloisenberg Rebbe, Zchusi Yogen Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael. And he says, Uve'ikil chiyuv mishta v'simcha v'purim, mistabachti harbe. And regarding the primary, the fundamental obligation of a person to have mishta and simcha and purim, I'm very confused. I ran into some problems. Why? Because let's see the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Yom Yedalad Livnei Kforim V'Ayoris V'Yom Tesvov Livnei Krochim V'Hiyosan Yom Simcha U'Mishte. The mitzvah of the 14th for those in the villages and the cities, and the 15th for those in the walled cities, are days of Simcha and Mishte, are days of joy and partying. So you see that the Rambam seems to say that it's a chiyuv gamor mi'ikar mitzvah to have mishta and simcha, to have a party, have a meal, to eat, drink, be merry. And so it appears a little bit from Tosfos Daf Vav Amud Beis Divrei Maaseh Rabbi Eliezer, rather from Lashon of the Gemara in our sugya, it says mishta melamed she'asul b'tainis. So the mashmos of our Gemara is that dafka tainis is aser, avala harbeis b'mishta v'se'uda, to have a lot of mishta, to have a lot of se'uda, there is no chiyuv from the pasuk the van later on of Gimel Amud Beis Midabe Arif writes Ela mikra megillah umatanis lavyanu nearly the hind of time v'lamer nami sudis purim v'lami cha'asu b'tainis v'hainu ikar chiyuvi the sudi yaseru damina m'chai v'nish the sumi v'puraya o efshir damina the midrabanin v'almahu v'lami ikar chiyuvahu In other words, the Ran has two tzadim, and according to one tzad, it is a chiyuv gamur to have a seuda, and according to the other tzad, it's only the rabbanan, and not meikar chiyuv. Not going to get into the Ran, ayin sham. But again, so far we have the Rambam, who holds that it's a mitzvah meikar adin, so it's mashma over in Tosfos, and the Gemara is mashma just in Isra Tainis. And the Ran has it sad, no, that the Issur Tainis is a Chiyuv Mishta. So it's actually a Chiyuv, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's only the Rabbanan. And the Heilige Tzanzer Rebbe, Hayaravi Loimar, Shechazal Amru Dechai Venish Lebesume. When we zikne Chacham Svi, Shebemakom Shamru Azal, Chayuv Tzarech Lekayim Bemisilus Nefesh. So he says, a person, Chayuv Venish Lebesume, have to be Mekayim Bemisilus Nefesh. But he seems to say that this is a chiyuv gah. He doesn't know a source for that. You have to make kind of mesiras nefesh, but at least he has a source that you have to have a seuda. Assuming that lebesume goes along with the seuda, or maybe it's not a seuda b'chla. Maybe it's just drinking. But it's not just an Isser Hesped. There's also a Chiyuv involved. And the Pashtus, back in the day when they used to drink, it was part of a meal. They used to drink a lot during the meals. In Yoredeya and Reish Tesvav, Sif Dalid, it says if a person's Makabla himself, Belashim Neder, Latsum, etc., and then Purim and Chanukah come around, his Neder is Batal. And there's a source there for our Chaim Simitav Kuf Ayin, but that's Das HaRambam, that if Chanukah or Purim come at a time when somebody made a nether not to fast, the nether is batal. On Kopanim we see that there's a Chumrah, that there's a Chiyuv Suda, and therefore a nether is batal, and Chanukah and Purim. However, we have to understand, what's Chanukah doing here? Chanukah, there's no Chiyuv Gomer to have a Seuda, like we see in Tav Reish Ayin. The Yamshel Shlomo, however, he writes in Bava Kama, Perek Zayin Siman Lamed Zayin, that from the fact that it says Kva'um, Yamim Tovim, we see from here that Yom Tov is Kipshuto, the Mishta V'Simcha. Like it says in Megillas Tainis, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Nami Nikbu. So these are also days, Chanukah are also days of Mishta v'simcha. That's the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is not only a Yom Tov of Melacha, it's a Melacha, it's Chanukah. But rather to have a party, and it's brought in the Bach. So this is the Maharshal that saves the world. That so many people have Chanukah parties, so here's the source for the Chanukah party. The Yomim Tovim is a Mishta v'simcha. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, we see that Tzidus Chanukah is only a Rishus. So we have to say that because of the Isser to fast, the neder isn't chal. And just like Rosh Chodesh, a shvua is not chal on Rosh Chodesh, ain't simit haf yud ches sif dalet, tuf kufayin, sif gimel. Even though there's no chiyuv se'uda, like we see that it's only aser b'tainis, nevertheless, a shvua to not to eat is not chal. Mitzvah it's simit haf yud ches, it's mitzvah laharvus p'sudish Rosh Chodesh, but there's no chiyuv se'uda. And Shulchan Aruch there writes that in Shavua, Purim is included in Chanukah. So that Purim together is only in Isser Tainis, Midivrei Kabbalah. In other words, that's not Mamash Chiyuv Suda, because in Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suda. But there's an Isser Lehisanos. And that would apply to Chanukah according to the Shulchan Aruch, and that would apply to Purim. Over Beis Yosef, B'simen Tofresh Tzadi Hei, Hevi Me'orchus Chaim, V'nishal Rabbeinu Hai, Misha Nishba Lehisanos B'Purim Ma'u, V'heishiv Ein Koach B'mitzis Purim Litchus Shem Shemayim. If somebody made a shvua to fast on Purim, what's the din? He said Purim can't be doicha his fast. When you fast for the Shem Shamayim, it can't be doicha the shvua. And he can do the Purim, and he can do the Suda's Purim at night, and he'll be yotzei yidei chovasa. That's what it says in the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Aruch HaShchaim, the word of the Shulchan Aruch, lo nizkar klal mizeh, it's not mentioned at all. The Sefer Yad Sheol in Hilchos Nedarim, he asks, how come the poskim don't bring this in Hilchos Purim? And there he says that the Aruch HaShchaim is l'shitaso, that he holds that Suda's Purim. That you made it night, when it says in the Gemara, you're not Yotzei Yidei Chovasa, means you made it Ke'en Laila. In other words, you make it without light, you're eating it in the dark. But if you eat it in the light, then you're Yotzei. But we paskin that Laila Mamish, you're not Yotzei. So this Eitza doesn't help. And the Mela, the Neder, isn't Chal at all. So for us, it wouldn't be correct. Somebody's nishba l'sanas b'purim, that they have to fast during the day because they can eat the suda at night. Because we held you can't eat the suda at all at night. Now, with regard to Avelus and the Tor and Siman Tafresh Tzadi Vav, he writes, Kasev Mishiltos, Shim Meslom Mes Pepurim, Aser Laspida Velolino Gavelus. If a relative dies on Purim, there's no hesped, and there's no niel gavelus. Nafka Purim b'chanukah moshchedesh, you're not mevatel the avelus. Ayin sham das harambam, perigit aleph mehochas ava alocha gimel, chanukah Purim v'roshchedesh, noagim behem kol dini avelus. The Rambam holds that even on Purim, you have dini avelus, not only on chanukah moshchedesh, because the Mishnah is tameah, and the Torah in the name of the Sheiltas. The man poligle ben Chanukah l'Purim. Before I quoted the Torah, we quoted the Sheiltas, who said that if a relative dies on Purim, then there's no hesped and there's no noig avelus, but Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, there is avelus. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says there is no chilek between Purim and the other two. There's no dini avelus in any of them. There is dini avelus in all of them. And the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Torah, who's, and the shame of the Sheiltas, who's mechalek between Purim and Chanukah? What does that mean? How can you be mechalek between the two? So based on what we said, we can say that Purim, if me ikur hachiyuv lekaboy aboy mishte v'simcha, yesh lo din yam tuv gamor v'derech ha'avelis. Ma she'en kem, Chanukah adrak osu l'sanos, so maybe on Purim, there's a chiyuv of mishte v'simcha, and therefore it has a din yam tuv gamor, it's an absolute yam tuv, and it's derech ha'avelis. Ma she'en kem, Chanukah, that it's only usher to fast, but there's no chi of su'udah v'simcha, and therefore it's not teicha avelus. And there in the Darkei Moshe and Os Gimel, the Paskins like the Rosh, she'ein avelus noyeg bipurim, ayin sham. So we have a chilek between Purim and Chanukah. Purim ikra chi of his mishta v'simcha, me'melet teicha avelus, not Chanukah, and therefore it's not teicha avelus. That explains the chilek of the Tor in the Darkei Moshe. The Paskins like the Rosh, that there is no avelus on Purim, avelus not noyeg on Purim. And in the Shulchan Aruch paskins that all avelus is noig on Chanukah and Purim. The Rama says some say no, avelus is not noig on Purim, neither on Yadalid nor on Tesva v'chein noyagin. So maybe the reason of the opinion that holds that there is avelus on Purim is because he holds like the Yerushalmi Moed Katan, Perigimah Halacha Beis, that avelus kol shivim in Atarus, learned from the 7 days of avelus for Yaakov Avinu. So avelus kol shivim in Atarus, the Rif. Sof Perak Bez de Brachas, in the name of Mixus Rabbis, writes, in the name of some of our rabbis, writes that V'lachein ein Purim de divrei Kabbalah derech avelus derech reisa. That Purim, which is only midivrei Kabbalah, which is only from the Nevi'im, is not derech avelus derech reisa. Avelus is menatarah, 7 days avelus is menatarah in the Yerushalmi. However, this svara is dechuya. Why the ein lemeida mikodem matan Torah? Cheneviu atosis b'moed kodem davchav ma'achad. This is from before Matan Torah, so you can't learn from before Matan Torah. In other words, the Yerushalmi there says that this is not a good source because you can't learn from before Matan Torah, and this pasuk was before Matan Torah. So the Yerushalmi looks for other sources of Avelus Shiva, but it can't be from here because Ein Lameidim Mikodem Matan Torah. Agav, the Achronim ask from numerous places in Shas that we do learn from before Matan Torah. The Shvus Yankiv in Chelik Aleph Sof Simon Chav of the Beis Otzer and Klal Aleph Os Dalet. So it would appear that Dafke here you don't learn from before Matan Torah, because after Matan Torah the Jews are Aser the Talmud Torah B'Shas Avelus, and you can't learn from before Matan Torah to Aser them in Talmud Torah Shivas Yamin. So that's why Dafke here you can't learn from before Matan Torah, because here it's going to be an Isser of Talmud Torah which you can't Aser from before Matan Torah to after Matan Torah. You're right, you have a mitzvah Avelus, but that's going to ask your Talmud Torah, and it can't be. And so writes the Beis Yitzchak, where Yitzchak Shmelkis and Yeladei and Chelik Beis, and Simakrov Samach Dalet Oz Beis. Moreover, it says in Parashas Le'ei, Tvarim Yedalet Aleph Beis, Banim Atem Hashem Lekech, Moses Kodotu, Kiham Kodesh Atal Hashem Lekech, Rashi says, Adivatem Ruyim Leos 9, the Ibn Ezra writes, Shetedu Shatem Banim Lashem Voi Veschem, Kol Asher Yase Letovu, You shouldn't harm yourself after someone dies, because you're fitting, Rashi says, to be pleasant. You should look pleasant. You're children of God, Rabbi Ibn Ezra says, and after you know that you're children to Hashem and He loves you, whatever Hashem does is for the good. The Ramban, Tam Am Kadosh Haftacha, B'kiyum Anafashos, this is a promise that God's going to keep us alive, the person that lives after he dies. So therefore, you should don't get overwrought about the mace, because we continue living even after death. And because of this, there's a svar, not to be sad at all. You know, Yigavelus, Ki Am Kadosh Atam Shem Elokecha, and you should be the Simcha. And that's after Matan Torah. It says, V'tem Tilem Lechas Koni V'goy Kadosh. And therefore, you don't learn Avelus Mikodem Matan Torah, to after Matan Torah, because before the Torah was given, so there is Avelus, but after the Torah is given, we're Kadoshim, we should be the Simcha. There's no reason not to be the Simcha when someone dies, because they're going to live anyway. Therefore, that can't be a source. From before Matan Torah, can't be a source. So according to this, we understand the Machlokas Hashitos, if Avelus is Noig B'Purim, the Machlokas is the Chiyuv, to be B'Simcha, or in the Ikar Adin, the Chiyuv is only, not to fast. That if there's just a Chiyuv not to fast, but there's no Chiyuv Simcha, then it's not Yanta, but it's not Doich Avelus. But if it's a Chiyuv Mamish Seuda, so then it would be Doich Avelus. In the Machzor Vitri in Simon Tav Samachay in the Piyut Lil Shikorin, he writes there that Aruch Isha Shel Yerchal Adoshim B'Leilei Purim, Kurtz is the person who eats Adoshim, lentils, on Purim night. And even though Kanere Lo Na'amara Piyut Ela Simchas Purim, it seems that this Piyut was said only about Simchas Purim. It would appear that the remez is as follows, that there are those who are noeg to eat adashim, or mine zironim, to eat lentils and types of zironim. We'll see in a moment. Like the Ramah writes in Tafel Yisari Hezi, if based from the Kalbo. And since adashim is a maichal avelim, like we see in Bava Basra Tezayin on the base, there's a remez that avelis rachamana litzlan is noeg on Purim. And therefore it says, Arur ha'ish asher yoichal adoshim b'leilei Purim. Because Purim is a yom simcha midivrei Kabbalah. And it's a yom tov gamur. And therefore you shouldn't show any simani avelis. And that's the remez of l'yocha asher arur ha'ish asher yoichal adoshim. Don't show any simani avelis on Purim. And therefore, b'makomos shelanu, in unzer kreisen, in our circles, in our places, we're not knowing to eat adashim. Now, the Ramah also says the minhag is to eat zir oinim. What's zir oinim? V'nistabachti harbe b'peiru zir oinim. There are a lot of different sources for zir oinim. But l'chora, at least from the Rambam in Luchas Kalayim 1a, Tosis Yantavish, Pesachas Kalayim, it would seem that all the Yerokos are included in zir oinim. Therefore, the minhag would be to eat vegetables then. That's what the Ramah means when he says zir oinim. So according to what we said, we can explain now with Pashtus, Kavanas HaTesis. He said the Behesped Nesar Mishim Dechsiv Yimei Mishtev Simcha, meaning that we have a Pasuk for the Chiyuv Udan Purim, and therefore it's a Chiyuv Gamor, and it has a Din Yamtiv, to be Derech HaAvelus Derech Aisa Shel Yom Rishayim. If that's what you want to say, you have a Pasuk, it's not just from Megillus Tainis, you have a Pasuk to say that it's Aser Behesped, and therefore it's Derech Yom Rishon of Avelus, v'halchazina d'kumi anagu bo heter. You see that people are knowing heter, meaning they're not knowing in machmir so much b'chiyuv simcha, and therefore it must not be a yom tov gamor. And if so, it's not doicha avelus the yom rishon. Tosis wants to say, is it doicha avelus? Rashi says, Rashi. But who says that it's doicha? There's koach for the days of Megillus and Esther to be doicha avelus. And if you're going to say that it's Asur Behesped because you have a Pasuk, that's why it's Doicha Avelus. The Teretz is that we see that people are knowing Heter, they're not so Machmir in the Simcha, so it's not a Yom Tov Gomer. And Memela, it's not Doicha Avelus, the Yom Rishon. And we can also say that it's like the Shita Sarishanim and like the Psak of the Machaber, that Avelus Shiva is Noik Bepurim. And on that he writes, the Kuli Am Nogu Bo Heter, not only in Avelus, the Yom Rishon. All 7 days you're allowed to be an avil. Because ain't the perm din yom to verega. So there's no din avilus at all. And in the Chedushim of the Chasim Sofer that's been republished, and Daf Ham Beis, Megillah, he explains that avilus noeg bepurim, the ain't a simcha come over samach that the yom to el simcha shall also be hesped the tiny. So it's not the simcha of simchas yamtiv, it's a simcha that you're not allowed to say a spadim and fast, but it's not mamshi yamtiv. And so is mashman, the chivas ma'achil, who writes from the factor of Yosef said it's asir b'tainis. It means that you're yotzei without getting so drunk. Just the ikur is that you're not misani. You're not fasting. And in the Tashbitz he writes in Chelik Gimel Siman Reis Tzadi Ches that the Ikar Takana of Sudas Purim is only not to fast, and Ribui Suda is just a Derabbanan. And that's how we're explaining Tosfos. Tosfos is holding also that Avelus would be knowing on Purim. People aren't so machmir to have Simcha on Purim. It's not such a big deal. Ribui Suda is only Derabbanan, but Midivrei Kabbalah, from the Megillah itself, the Yikar is, like the Gemara learns, that it's an Isser Tainis, but not a Chiyuv Suda. Okay, Yesh Od Harbe Mala Daber Banose Hazeh. ובעזרת השם, אני מקווה שנמשיך הלאה. And we'll see more nifloos, מתארץ השם. But in the meantime, we've already seen a lot. And hopefully we'll be zochet to see more. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.